Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. You know, the whole of Scripture, from Genesis through the New Testament, is filled with references to growth. Jesus even explained spiritual growth in one of his many parables to his disciples. He said in Matthew 13, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside." Here, the heart is shown to be like the soil on which the seed or the word of God is planted. Depending upon the conditions of this heart soil, the seed will bear fruit or not. Herein, only the soil that is broken up and deep and weed-free yields a crop. As Christians, we desire to please the sower of the seed and bear much fruit, but without understanding the word of the kingdom, we can mistakenly focus on trying to bear fruit by eliminating sin in our own strength or efforts. We neglect the fact that upon the cross of Calvary, all sin was paid for in full. Now here, the Greek word for heart means the central core, physically and spiritually, of any person. With the unsaved, it is only deceitful and desperately wicked. With those who are saved, it represents both the dead, fleshly heart and the living soul. Now, when the wicked heart with hard or shallow or rocky ground receives the word, the thoughts, the misunderstandings it creates are those that tell us we need to be like God. And they push us to try to do that. But did you know that there is only one individual in the Bible that made the confession of that obsession? It was Satan. He said, in Isaiah 14, verse 14, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." So clearly, that aspiration, though it may sound noble, is anything but. What God is looking for from the good heart soil is understanding, humility, and obedience, that is, submission, all of which are the gifts of His Spirit to us. Christ demonstrated this for us. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus," Philippians says, "who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." That is, he didn't try, he trusted, "but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." You can check out Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8 for that, which takes us back to the notion of seeds and good soil and fruit. Because Jesus also said in John 12, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." So you see, pleasing God means death to self, death to that deceitful heart, and thus an abundance of good spiritual fruit. Galatians 5 identifies those, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, or faith, gentleness, self-control. So God is very much into growth. He's into the growth of His seed in your heart, which will bear fruit for all eternity. You want to please Him? Then 2 Peter 3 says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Ephesians 4 says, speaking the truth in love, grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ. A friend of mine likes to say, stop trying and start trusting. Amen to that. That's God's work in you and the growth He desires. It bears the good fruit of love. Paul put it this way in 2 Thessalonians 1. We are bound to thank God always for you, brothers, as it is fitting, because your faith, or trust, grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm, and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.